So my name's Lily, and I studied abroad in Wellington, New Zealand, in the spring of 2020. So I went on a camper van trip for 2 weeks, right at the end of June into July. And it wasn't with the original people I had originally planned to go with because of COVID. So we ended up going in the winter instead of in the spring as we had originally planned. And since we were going in the South Island, it was very, very cold. But the particular story I wanted to talk about was it occurred in sort of the middle of the trip. So we were about a week in. We had just arrived in Queenstown, where our program director lives. And she recommended that we try the Rutabern hike. And so the Rutabern's a great walk in New Zealand, which means it's like guaranteed to be scenic. It's very well paved and very well marked. And so our program director said that we would be able to do it in 6 hours. And our program director is super fit. So we were kind of like, is this her 6 hours or our 6 hours? Because if it's her 6 hours, then like that might take us like 9 hours. And then since it was winter, it was also like getting dark really early, around like 5:36. And we definitely didn't want to be out on a trail in the dark. So we were sort of like uncertain about the whole thing, and we were like talking about it. But then in the end, we sort of decided to just do the trail and just go as far as we could, and then turn back if we needed to get back before dark, and to bring head torches just in case we happened to be on the trail and then like when it was dark for some reason. So that morning we woke up. It was freezing cold like most of the days were on our trip, and we drove to Glenorchy, which is where the Rutabern started. And so we were using Google Maps to get there, but Google Maps really isn't that great in New Zealand, and there's also very little cell service if you're like outside of a city or town. So we sort of got lost on the way there, and we ended up going down this really narrow, like one lane dirt road that seemed to sort of go through like a farm. And we're driving like this camper van, and so we're like really hoping we don't get stuck just because like we have no cell service and there's like nobody around. But we decided to like just keep going because we're like this might get us there, it might not, so we just decided to keep going. And like we saw like a bunch of cows and like a bunch of cool farmland, so it was like pretty scenic. But then eventually like we come to this sort of large puddle in the middle of the road that like dips down. And so I was driving and I was like, there's no way I'm driving through this puddle and getting us stuck like in the middle of nowhere. So at that point we turn around and we sort of go back to where we think we went the wrong way and we go the other direction. And then by then my friend who's with me, he's able to sort of kind of get his map working. And so we're driving, we are pretty sure we know where we're going, but then we sort of pass the junction where we're supposed to turn off on. So I pull off to like the left to, do a U-turn, and I pull over quite a bit just 'cause like we're in a pretty large vehicle, so I needed like that space. But I kind of go too far off the road, and so we kind of like there's like a little ditch there, and it's also like really soft ground. So I get our car stuck there.
Oh my
And so we're
gosh.
like there in the middle of nowhere, no cell service, and we're stuck. So we like try to like get we, we're dri like pushing on the gas, trying to like see if it'll move at all. Like it won't. Our rear wheel is completely stuck. We try to get out like our snow chains and try to get them onto the tires, thinking that might give us some more traction. But then we like can't figure out how to get the snow chains on the car
Oh
or on
my
the
God.
wheels. So we're just there. And then we decide like, okay, I guess we have to like call roadside assistance. So we sort of walk back down the road and we're like hoping we get like a bar of cell service. And so my friend, he like walks up this little hill on the side of the road to like try to get a bar, and he like manages to kind of make a call, but doesn't go all, like it rings, but doesn't go all the way through. So we're just like, well, we're just gonna have to like stay here. So we like sort of hang out there a little bit, just like kind of talking about like our options and what we can do. And then we see this person, like this local New Zealand guy. He's like driving like kind of an SUV down the road, and he looks, his car looks like it could like tow, like be big enough to tow something out. And so we're like, and from previous experience when we had to be towed out like before, like we knew that a lot of Kiwis like carry around a tow rope, because I guess that's like something that happens pretty often.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so interesting.
Yeah. So we wave him down and he's like super nice. And we're like, can you give us a tow out of this ditch? And he's like, yeah, no problem. And so he like drives the little way down the road to where our car is, gets out. He like ties his rope to our car into his car, and then he pulls us out, which is like pretty easy because we weren't stuck that far in it. So by then we've like kind of wasted like 2 hours between the detour and me getting us stuck in like a ditch. So we're already like losing daylight, and so we're kind of even more iffy about doing the hike, but we're like, we've already driven out here. We might as well keep going and just see what we can do. So we finally get on the right road. We get to the start of the track. We like get all prepared with like, our head torches, coats, food, water, and all that. And we start walking, and it ends up being a gorgeous hike. Like, we were walking in a temperate rainforest, so it was super green, even though it was the middle of winter. It was there were ferns everywhere, a lot of like really green moss and like beech trees and everything, and a clear blue river as well. So the whole thing was just so beautiful. And then we end up, so we're going up, and so then we eventually get above the bush line, and so from there we have like a complete view of just like down below, and we can like see the glacial valley and like all the mountains all around. And so our goal that day was to get to, it was called Falls Hut, where a lot of people stay. So I think the Red Burn's like 3 days, and Falls Hut is where you get to the first day. So our goal was to get there and then turn back. So we get there, we actually make really good time. We get there in like 2.5 hours or
Oh, wow.
less. And so we're like, we might as well keep going since we have enough time. And so we get up there, and like, there's snow just at the top. It's so gorgeous. There's like a waterfall up there.
God, that sounds so nice.
Yeah, it was like one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. And then we like explore the hut a little because it's where the Great Wall huts are known for being really nice. And like, this hut was like huge. It was just like this huge mountain house, like on the top of a mountain, with just a like a 360 view of like the glacial valley down below. And we were like really wishing we had like brought our sleeping bags to like sleep up there. But like, obviously we couldn't since we weren't prepared for that.
Yeah.
So we walk a little bit further, and we still can just like see all around the mountain, and it's just like just so beautiful. But then we eventually decide like we need to start heading back down so we don't run out of sunlight. And so we start heading back down, and we get down in like 1.5 hours, and there's still sunlight left, which was great. And then we just end up driving back to Queenstown. But it was just such a great day, and the fact that we had great weather, which is really rare in the Fiordlands, where it rains or is like cl super cloudy for like most of the year. And we just happened to be there like on a clear, beautiful day. So just like a great day all around. And I feel like I really learned how to be more flexible from that experience. And I learned to really appreciate the kindness of other people who are just willing to stop and help you out. And
You guys are
so,
really adventurous. I feel like that's something you would never do here, you know?
yeah, I feel like it is. Like, I feel like you would never sort of risk going somewhere where like, you just like, if you get stuck, you're like, you just have to like hope someone drives by.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Yeah.
like, what were your initial thoughts when, like, do you say an ATV?
What we
Or an
were
SUV?
in, or.
When it got stuck?
Oh, so we were like in a camper van.
Oh, okay, so what were
Yeah.
your first thoughts? Did you just like freak out or were you stressed or?
Yeah, so my first thought was like, yeah, just kind of a little panicky, just 'cause like I knew we didn't have cell service, and I was kind of like, we kind of jinxed it like back on the detour road where we were like, oh, I hope we don't get stuck here, like kind of laughing about it, and then like I got us stuck, and I was just like felt really bad that I was the one driving who got us stuck there.
But anybody could have gotten stuck.
Yeah, it's fair.
And then I have another question. What did this whole experience teach you? I know you kind of went over that, but
Yeah, I think it just taught me to like, even if you're unsure about doing something, it's great to go for it, and go for that experience. You know, we were uncertain about doing this hike. Like, we weren't sure if we had the ability or like the preparation, but we still went for it. And then just be ready for things to go wrong and just adapt to them. Sort of stay optimistic and just like, you know that it's eventually going to work out, even if it doesn't work out the way you had initially planned. And sort of just like trusting that everything will be fine in the end, and like in the end, you'll pr most likely
Right.
have a good time.
You'll be okay.
Yeah. And yeah, that's my story.
Perfect.